Nearly 28,000 returning Kiwis have gone through government-run managed isolation. That's on top of tens of thousands who flocked back into the country before the scheme came into force. So what on earth are all of those people doing now they're home? Our reporter Logan Church spent the day finding out.
Beth had just landed her dream job in London this year. She had been in the UK since last May.
I was working with a museum, so quite a big museum in London, and yeah, it was going to be a summer casual role, but kind of like in a tour guide type position. It was going to be really exciting.
So what happened?
And I got a call that was like, we can't take on summer casuals, we're not even sure if we're going to be open, like, I'm so sorry. And so I was like, oh, okay, that's a big deal, it'll be fine. And then it was within two more days, I was like, there's no work in London, like, London's going into lockdown. It was so quick, it was like a weekend.
By March, the situation in London was quickly deteriorating.
Friday evening, I was on the phone with my mum back in New Zealand, and she said, are you coming home? And I was like, why would I come home? Like, that doesn't make any sense. And then within two more days, I think we started getting more and more news about what was happening in London. And then I had a friend who actually got confirmed for the positive test, I think on the Saturday or Sunday. And that's when I was like, okay, this is getting a lot more serious. By the Monday, we decided, I have to get home.
Beth managed to get back to New Zealand just before managed isolation facilities were put in place for all incoming passengers. She instead spent 2 weeks in quarantine in a room in her family's home in Tauranga. Perhaps not realising how long this pandemic would last, Beth left most of her stuff in London, only bringing over one suitcase of essentials.
I had a flight booked back for June 28th, so I was really just waiting until that. But by the time that flight came around, it became pretty apparent that I wasn't going back. The work situation in London was not great.
Beth stayed with her family and lived off savings until she realised she probably wouldn't be going back to London anytime soon. She is about to start a new job as a social worker next week.
The plan is to stick with the job for a while and just monitor the situation in London. I have a feeling London's going to be up and down for the next little while because their borders aren't shut, which is for obvious reasons. You can't really shut the borders to the UK or to London. So I'm going to monitor the situation, and when it becomes safer, I can reconsider.
Meanwhile, Laura is currently stuck in lockdown in Melbourne with a four-month-year-old baby. She has lived there for 2 years and is trying to get back to New Zealand. She has a flight booked for the 27th of July. Upon arrival, they face 2 weeks in enforced isolation, along with thousands of other returning New Zealanders.
I'm a little bit nervous because babies can get jaundice and that type of thing if they don't see the sun, so I don't know how that's going to work. So I don't really know much about the whole hotel experience yet.
For Laura, New Zealand represents a far safer haven for her and her baby, even if it means leaving her Australian partner behind.
Doing so much better than everywhere else, I guess. I know it was hard for the economy, but like, it was obviously a necessary thing. And you guys have the protocols in place to stop that, like, community transmission. And the fact that you guys have got it under control shows that you guys did the right thing, I guess.
However, she doesn't plan to stay in New Zealand. She hopes to be back in Melbourne as soon as possible.
It's definitely a wait and see how it goes, yeah. Probably 3 to 4 weeks, hopefully.
How hopeful we can get back in 4 weeks?
Not very. it'll at least be 6 weeks after the leaving, so hopefully the quarantine here, the lockdown here has lifted, because they have planned it to be a 6-week lockdown. So by that stage, it'll be a couple weeks after that I'll be returning.
Kate Katalinak has lived in San Francisco for 12 years. She works in marketing. When COVID came, she initially thought the city was handling it well.
At first, I was really happy with the response. It was very much like going hard and early. I felt really reassured that they put the city on a shelter order. We were all working from home. There were police lining the streets outside of, the supermarkets, post offices and pharmacies and things like that. And I felt good at first. And then when I realised that people were not going to comply and that people were much more concerned with turning it into a political issue, I realised how much I actually miss my family and the way things are run here.
Kate flew to New Zealand via LAX in mid-June, spending 2 weeks in isolation at the Waipuna Hotel and Conference Centre in Auckland, which she described as a great experience. Kate's also managed to keep her marketing job. Working from home worked well for the company, and she can continue to do it from New Zealand, although she does have to go back at some point.
I've got a flexi flight, So I do have to go back at some point if I want to keep that job, which I do. But it is very much what you said. It's a wait and see. I originally had plans to go back in a couple of weeks, but I have been a little bit too impressed by the way things are running here and just realising that now's the time to be with loved ones. So I'll be extending the trip for sure.
Up to 1 million New Zealanders are based overseas. As of today, just over 27,700 have returned and gone through the government's managed isolation. For Checkpoint, Logan Church.